Bryant Park Project blog is always there for you, and here to tell us what you're up to is our web editor, Laura Conaway.
Hi,
Laura.
What you up to, Laura?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right.
Well, I got whacked today by a reader. First thing, before the dawn even broke, yesterday we took a close look at this comment that was critical of you two, and today I came into one that was critical of me. Philip writes in about our coverage of the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination on Friday. It was the 40th anniversary. He says that he liked the interview that you guys did in here, and then he said he's not sure what to think of the BPP, not even a space for posting comments on the interview or the event. Wow. Come on, folks, you're better than that. That's me. I own that one.
Oh.
All right, so.
No, you don't. Any of us could have posted something on that, too.
On to the next thing. Muxtape. Muxtape.com.
Oh, Muxtape. I love Muxtape.
M-U-X-tape.
I just found out about it.
Yeah, all our Twitter people are sending it to us. It's a new site. This guy in New York, Justin Ouellette, started it on March 25th. It went public. And what it does is it allows you to upload 12 songs for a playlist. And I'm going to actually share with you a little bit of Justin's playlist so you can hear sort of the chaotic magic that erupts.
That is Justin.
It's all about the Avalanche. The Mountain Brothers. Everything revolves around the Trinity. My Vision Orchestra. He's mining the M's. All on one mixtape, a mux tape. And what you do is you post yours up and it gives you a little link. So his is justin.muxtape.com, and then you can send that around. You can never get more than 12 at a time because you can only have one account.
That's really cool. It's like musical signature.
Of course, the first thing I thought of was Napster and running into music rights.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to talk to him a little bit more. I just got off the phone with him just now. And what he says is that he's talking to labels, some who have contacted him and some he's contacted, who are interested in sharing their music this way, and some bands who are interested in putting up all 12 songs from an album. So he knows there's going to be some arguing about it, but he's hopeful, and I'm hopeful about talking to him a little more.
Cool. Laura Conaway, she edits our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park, and our Twitter feed, she manages that, twitter.com/BPP. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Stay with us. A group of Maasai warriors from Tanzania are far from home for the first time. They're running the London Marathon Sunday to raise money to bring clean water to their village. But as you can imagine, going from rural Tanzania to London involves a little bit of culture shock. We're going to talk to the man who's helping them navigate their way.
And we'll get you up to speed with the news headlines of the day. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.